What's it like to work in Worcestershire's Children's Services Department at the moment?
It's very demoralising. Morale is very low. People are being asked to perform an almost impossible job and feel they don't have the tools that they need in order to be able to do it.
What do you mean by not having the tools?
I guess what I mean is caseloads are too high. People don't have the time to actually spend with children and families doing as much face-to-face work as they would like to do. I know colleagues who have caseloads in excess of 30 families, and they're trying to look after all of them. The council has acknowledged that that's too many. They very recently, in the last few weeks, tried to put things in place to bring that down, but staff just become overwhelmed at that point. Obviously, if you're overwhelmed, you're not going to be doing the best work.
Are we seeing, because of what's happened, that children are being neglected or abused and not actually getting the help that they need?
I think all you've got to do is to look at the serious case reviews that get undertaken, not only in our area, but also nationally, to see that that is the case.
You talk about cutbacks. What sort of cutbacks do you think have been damaging?
Well, the demise of children's centres for starters, support services in the community, patchy early help services that mean families struggle to get the right help at the right time and early enough to be able to help nip problems in the bud. They may say that none are going to close, but it's not the same service as it used to be. And you know that there are a lot of things for young people that aren't there anymore that gave them a place to go when they needed help.
We've had an Ofsted judgment that services are inadequate, and more recently we've had this commissioner come in and say help needs to be brought in. What do you think's gone wrong in the past 3 or 4 years?
There's been a lot of change, too much change. The council have tried to react to problems by changing their systems. Staff have hardly caught up with one change before there's been another change hot on its heels. I think that we've lost a lot of very experienced staff who have decided to move because who wants to work for a failing authority? Who wants to work in a system where you've got too much to do and you're not being properly supported? I and my colleagues really hope that by having another authority come in as an improvement partner, that it's going to make a bigger difference and improve things.
Why is bringing someone else in from the outside and making even more changes, why is that going to be different from the constant change you've said is negative?
We've kept trying as an authority to make improvements, but we've not succeeded to date. I think by having another authority that will have experience of a system that works well and that is well regarded can come in and show us the way to do it.
The politicians, the councillors and the cabinet members in charge, do you feel they're giving direction, or have some of the changes they've put in place made things worse?
I'm not even sure they totally understand what it is we have to do. They go to cabinet meetings, they make huge decisions which impact on the lives of everyone in this county, and yet they're not listening to their staff.
Have you seen cabinet members visit some of the services, the offices that you work in?
Seen them at very high-level meetings, but no, I've not seen them at our workplace.
And if you could speak to the leader of the council or to the cabinet member in charge of child social care, what would you say to them about what's gone wrong?
Have a look and see when social workers are doing their admin. Have a look at what time of day they're working to get everything done. Come and see the people and actually spend some time on the shop floor with them and see what it's actually like.